this is not Islam. This is called pantheism. To put God in the creation as a part and parcel of it is pantheism, not monotheism. Monotheism is to believe in one God. Now, some people today say, well, I believe in one God, and I believe that he is everything. That's still pantheism, no matter how you slice it. We know as Muslims, Allah is one. And he existed before creation. And he will destroy all of this creation. And he will still exist. And then he's going to bring it all back again in what we call the hereafter. But always Allah existed. He has no beginning and he has no end. The creation has a beginning and it has an end, as we'll all find out too soon. Each and every one of us has a beginning. I was created, you were created by Allah. We started out in our mother's wombs, in Arabic called place of mercy, by the way, Raham. We developed there, we grew there, we got bigger. All of this is described clearly in the Quran from the point of conception to the trimesters. Even telling us in the Quran that the first thing that a baby gets is hearing and then they get their sight. The eyes are developed after the ears. This is well known today in the study. Anyone who studies the development of the fetus knows that. However, 1400 years ago, people didn't know that, yet we find it in the Quran. How could anybody know this back then? Only the one who created it in the first place. What's our relationship? What is our relationship between us as makhluk, which means the created, and al-Khaliq, the creator? Our relationship is this. We need to recognize he's the only creator, the only sustainer, and the only provider. And he's the only one who will forgive sins. And he's the only one who is going to give us the success in the next life. He's the one, al-Khaliq, Allah. Think again. Evolution, creation, or both? Only in Islam. This facet, this beautiful facet of Islam, is the one that solves the mystery for the scientists. Want to know more? Read the Quran and find out about al-Khaliq, the creator, and this facet of Islam. I'm Yusuf Estes, your host here on Facets of Islam, reminding you that it's only Allah that will guide. So if you want to be guided, you need to ask him for that. But he can guide you and open you up to this beautiful message and cause you to be guided as well. Till next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.